From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The director of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, told a congressional committee today that he has no information to support President Trump's accusation that former President Obama wiretapped his New York residence.
With respect to the president's tweets about alleged wiretapping directed at him by the prior administration, I have no information that supports those tweets, and we have looked carefully inside the FBI.
James Comey also confirmed that the FBI is actively investigating Russian interference in the presidential election last year and if there are any links between the Trump campaign and Moscow. The confirmation hearing is underway for Neil Gorsuch, the judge President Trump has chosen to fill a long vacancy on the Supreme Court, Michael Bowman reports.
In a day of lengthy opening statements, Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley lauded Gorsuch's conservative judicial philosophy.
You should be concerned about the preservation of our constitutional order and, most importantly, the separation of powers. We have before us today a nominee whose body of professional work is defined by an unfailing commitment to these principles.
Democrats are still fuming that Republicans held the seat vacant by refusing to give former President Barack Obama's nominee a hearing. Republicans hold a slim two-seat Senate majority and would need 8 Democrats to support Gorsuch should a 3/5 vote be required to advance his nomination in the full chamber. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
And Syrian forces on Monday counterattacked rebels in the capital, Damascus, a day after the opposition fighters staged a surprise assault on government-held neighborhoods in the northeastern part of the city. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Pakistan opened all border crossings with landlocked Afghanistan for travelers and trade convoys Monday, a month after closing them on grounds terrorists were using Afghan soil for plotting deadly attacks against the country. Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has taken the decision as a goodwill gesture and hoped the Afghan government would take steps required to address the reasons that triggered the border closure, according to an official statement. A presidential spokesman in Kabul welcomed the Pakistani decision, but reiterated that closing borders is not the way to address political issues between the two countries. President Trump hosts Iraq Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi for talks Monday that are likely to include the ongoing offensive to recapture the key northern city of Mosul from Islamic State militants. Two leaders discussed the battle against the Islamic State during a phone call last month, but Monday will be their first face-to-face meeting. Before departing for Washington, al-Abadi said he wanted to talk with Mr. Trump about how to complete the final stages to defeat ISIS and those who are helping them. Britain announced today it will trigger Article 15, formally signaling the country's intention to leave the European Union. Hear now from a spokesperson from the EU.
We have been informed in advance. We are ready to begin negotiations. We are waiting for the letter. Now we know that it will come on the 29th. And yes, everything is ready on this side.
Article 50 of the EU treaty covers how a member can withdraw. The breakup began with last year's referendum, in which British voters narrowly chose to leave the EU. The vote appeared to be driven by anti-establishment sentiments and the feeling the EU governing structure has taken too much control away from the common British citizen. Heavy rainfall has triggered flooding, mudslides across Peru, killing at least 72 people, leaving tens of thousands homeless. More rainfall is in the forecast, and half the country is under a state of emergency, with the rainy season delivering about 10 times the normal rainfall. And U.S. Homeland Security officials are scheduled to begin fingerprinting refugees held on 2 Pacific islands. Some of them will eventually come to the United States. Australia pays Nauru and Papua New Guinea to accommodate more than 2,000 asylum seekers whose living conditions on the islands have come under scrutiny from human rights organizations. President Trump has reluctantly agreed to accept the refugees under a deal signed by his predecessor, Barack Obama, and Australia's Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, that is. Trump, however, has said the pact is, in his words, a dumb deal. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.